You are listening to Game of Growth, a podcast hosted by TruePush, the favorite TruePush notification platform of more than 20,000 marketeers and developers. On this show, you will listen to behind the scenes of exciting market journeys, ups and downs of businesses, and the impeccable survival story. And here we go. Welcome back to the show, Game of Growth. You are listening to episode 51. I'm your host, Tina. And today we are joined by Aditi Nair, founder and creative marketing partner at The Leaf. The Leaf is an independent creative agency building and transforming the online presence of brands across various platforms. Welcome, Aditi. How are you doing?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good. And how is it? How are the things going on? How is the pandemic treating you?
It's been great, actually. We did a lot of great work. Mm-hmm. So although it did hit a lot of industries, I think in the digital space such as ours, it was pretty good. We did a lot of good work, met a lot of new clients, networked quite a bit from home, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So let's hit it off. Aditi, digital marketing has become the basic necessity of any company with due credits given to digitization. So what's your take on this?
Well, I think digital marketing has been pretty big in the last couple of years. And obviously, I've had about 8 years of experience in this space as well, working with multiple brands. So the good part about it has been that we've been working with brands in different industries. In fact, I've worked with an agency and a couple of startups, actually built brands from scratch. And with the whole pandemic, digital marketing has quite suddenly taken a complete boom because of marketing online. Every company wants to be out there. Every company wants to be seen. Everyone wants leads online, obviously, because they have cut back on so many offline marketing, tactics. Mm-hmm. So obviously, digitization has really taken on pretty big since 2020.
Absolutely. And how have creative agencies adopted to the changing trend of advertising? Where do you see the trend is heading in the future?
Okay, so a few years ago, there were advertising agencies. And slowly but steadily, the digital market has been consistently growing. Mm-hmm. And now I would say in 2020, there has been a considerable boom in the digital space as such. But I would actually like to call a digital agency a different sector as opposed to advertising. Yes, it's a part of advertising, mm-hmm. but it's digital marketing. There are like a lot smarter ways to advertise online. It's a lot faster, which is what I think creative agencies today are aiming to do. Because in the past, advertising agencies would take a long period of time to create an ad that would impact like a huge market. Today, right. Things are going so much faster. Ideas come up within seconds. You have to capitalize on trends instantly, you know. Without that, I think that things wouldn't work. If you spend like 3 months on creating a particular campaign, in certain cases, it does work. It mm-hmm. depends again on the client that you're targeting, what kind of a marketing campaign you're going for. But with digital, I would say that things are moving so quick. People are looking for turnaround times of like what? Half a day to mm-hmm. a day. And seeing returns on these certain marketing campaigns that you put out every single day. So that's what I think creative agencies are adapting to in the future. They're looking at how to create content much faster, much sharper, with ideas that are floating super fast. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think.
Absolutely. Aditi, initially brands used to approach social media as an overall strategy. Now it's understood that one needs a completely different strategies for every channel, be it on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. So what do you say about it?
So that's a very interesting question, actually. In the past, what used to happen is that with most brands, they would look at social media or digital marketing as one particular property. It mm-hmm. used to be mainline or online. So if you would look at a strategy, that it would mostly be like, okay, what are you doing on social media? We'll make one particular piece, put it out on all platforms. But what's happening today is that every single platform out there has a completely different strategy, a completely different approach when it comes to visual or content driven. Like if you look at a Twitter, Twitter is completely content driven, or LinkedIn is completely content driven. Whereas like an Instagram has like a complete new approach, a new strategy that you're going for with every brand. So right. I would say that now companies totally understand that every channel has a particular strategy that we're going for. It's no longer, oh my God, okay, I'll create one thing today, I'm going to push it out on all platforms. It does not work that way anymore. And more companies are actually accepting this, which is great. Actually, I feel like WhatsApp for Business is one of the platforms that is going to be upcoming and that's going to like see a complete huge rise in ROI and gaining traction in the near future.
Indeed, indeed. Completely agree with you. So Aditi, what do you think is more important from the customer perspective, the visual or the content?
So the visual or the content, that's like asking whether you want the chicken or the egg first. So I would say that it has to be a striking balance between visual and content. Obviously, today, you do have platforms that are content driven. There are platforms that are visually driven.
Right.
But visual and content come under the same bracket as the biggest idea out there. It depends on the idea. If the idea is great, your visual and content has to get balanced out. Right. Mm-hmm. So if there's no great content, you don't have great visual. You might have a great visual, but if the content is not up to the mark, you right. don't get the traction that's required out there. Mm-hmm. So it has to be the right balance of both, in my opinion. But at the same time, when it comes to actually talking about different platforms, yeah, you can position content differently on a content-driven platform, and you can position content plus visual on visually-driven platforms.
Absolutely. And moving ahead, what is the common challenge any digital marketing company faces? How do you deal with it at the Leaf?
So in my experience, I've noticed with a lot of agencies and me being a part of me also working at a couple of them in the past, mm-hmm. I've noticed this one thing that a lot of youngsters tend to get burnt out very soon. You know, they're brought into the system. There's hierarchy at all places.
Right.
So a lot of young minds, you know, get into this complete work mode wherein young students that are just like that have passed out of college with great ideas, they come in with so much energy, so many new ideas, so many new things for the digital space, mm-hmm. and that all goes down the drain because they're constantly driven towards executing. But what we want to achieve with the Leaf is that we bring in young minds from the time they join us. We want them to be involved in the complete ideation process and execution process. I'd never cut back on the execution, but mm-hmm. I feel like with young minds driving the entire team, that's the best. Like for instance, our youngest employee actually, calls us out on certain mistakes that we've made. And I love the fact that youngsters are intimidating to us, you know, like the people who run the company. Mm-hmm. The minute I feel a little intimidated, I know I'm on the right path. I know that someone who's working with me is a lot better. And that's what I want for the company. I want people like this to be a part of our growth process, because these are the people who are actually using social media. These are the people who actually know what's going on online. Right. They are constantly on top of trends. That's what we need. And it's the young minds that need to be on top of things. Whereas like with agencies in the past, youngsters are burnt out because of the long nights, because of the amount of hours that are put in. Like the culture is great, but I feel like there's so much more. It's about working smart and not burning yourself out by the time you're 26, 27. You need to be out there. You need to keep revolutionizing content. You need to create something great. And that's what we're trying to go for with the Leaf.
Wonderful. Lastly, how much of an online presence is too much? Could you share some do's and don'ts a company needs to follow?
I think having an online presence is great. Also, having too much of an online presence is also great.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge with most brands is learning how to be consistent about putting out engaging content. That is quite a bit of a challenge, in my opinion. And I don't think it's bad to have a huge online presence and there's too much of an online presence for a brand. But I also feel that putting out engaging content, creating new content buckets on a monthly or a quarterly basis is something that every brand needs to be on top of. Actually, like examining the kind of content that they put out there. Because I feel like how much ever content you put out, it will never be enough.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who, there are audiences out there that's constantly wanting more and more stuff. They want to be fed with great content. So it's up to agencies like us to actually find the right ways to put content out there.
Wonderfully put. Thank you so much, Aditi, for joining us today and for this very quick and useful information with the audience. I appreciate your time. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into our show, Game of Growth. Make sure to subscribe for upcoming episodes and visit crewpush.com to access more such interesting resources. If you like this podcast, do subscribe and leave us a feedback. Let us know how you're enjoying the show. And until next time, take care.